This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to know what you can't unsee.
Yeah.
If you don't understand what that means, it's like that thing that you don't want in your brain. That you'd give anything to get out of your brain.
Yeah.
And it started with this. A dude put a picture up on Reddit of two small mysterious tools he found in his dad's toolbox. They look like little screws inside of clear tubes. And the guy asked Reddit what they are. Steve and I have figured out that Reddit, I mean, you can put up, people put up this mysterious code that they can't understand. The government can't crack the code. The wind talkers can't crack it. Right. And nerd balls on Reddit are like, oh, what that says is, because they're just.
And they know.
They know.
Yeah.
So rather quickly,
yeah,
people told him that they weren't tools.
Mm.
They were clamps that you put on your upper mommy parts.
Yes.
Like, what? To go. And
okay. Yeah. Okay. What?
Like,
can you not?
The clear tube was for the.
Gotcha.
And then the screw part
you
was for the.
Have, can you do that?
So he thought they were maybe. Maybe my dad was making dollhouses for poor orphan children, and these were the tools of making the small little way. Nope, they were for.
Yeah, okay.
So now that you've seen that your dad has.
Yeah. It's hard to unsee.
Clamps.
Okay.
You look at your.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Dad!
It's burned into your head.
Where are those? I can't find those. Yeah, so that's something he can't unsee.
Uh-huh.
The clamps that his father once had. So we want to hear what you... Is there something... there's so many things I can't unsee.
Yeah,
but... We don't want them all to be, like, relations-related.
Right, but mine's going to be gore-related, and we don't have to be all gore-related.
Okay, well, oh, God, you have a gore one that you can't...
Yeah, back in my small hometown when I was, like, probably junior high... one weekend, this super old couple was driving down the highway, and this drunk guy just smashed into them.
Oh!
And they were sheared.
No!
Yes, both of them were.
No!
Sheared off right here. So
their head, they were decapitated.
Yes. So when they had the tow truck bring the wreckage into town and stuff, it sat behind some buildings that are used car dealership. So everyone started going over there, and they had time to. Clean. I mean, they were out of the car, but everything else was left. And that reminds me, remember our friend of show or Lil D?
Yeah.
He was showing us videos of those two motorcycle guys.
Oh, God, when that motorcycle guy was flying through the air.
Yeah.
And his body parts were.
His helmet was flying in the air. And Dave was like, let me back this up slow-mo. His head
was still in the helmet.
I know. Dude, I was kind of traumatized.
You're not going to unsee that. It's going to be a part
I'll never forget that.
But
they don't have to be gory.
They don't.
Yeah.
But I think most of them,
relations.
It can be when you walked in on your parents. That can be one. We'll take a couple of those. But like, what is that thing that you wish you could?
Uh-huh. And you can't ever. How about you?
I can't think of, like, I'm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't. All mine are gory because mine, I remember seeing a helmet on the side of the road. This motorcycle had passed us on the diagonal between Longmont and Boulder.
Okay.
And then we got stopped in traffic and it was like, oh, there's a wreck up ahead. And his motorcycle was on the side of the road. And we were like, oh my God, it's that guy who passed us, like going 900 miles an hour. And they had a blanket over the body. And I was like, oh, wow. So, you know, when they put a blanket, he didn't make it. And they had a separate little blanket.
Oh no.
Like,
oh,
like
man.
50 yards away.
They have specific size blankets.
They definitely had a littler blanket or a blanket that was folded just over one chunk, and you could tell it was still the helmet. And it was like, and you just don't, like, you don't unsee it. I remember being a kid laying there in bed, and you start to close your eyes, and you're like, you could just picture that.
Yes,
you're like,
vividly.
Forever. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's why I love motorcycles, but I won't. I won't ride one.
That's after mine got...
Yeah, after you laid it down, it was like, okay.
I think I'm done.
It's probably... So somebody else said they were... What they can't unsee is they were at a roller rink party and they did the, like, circle skate.
Doing
the hokey pokey.
Yeah.
And then they heard one of the moms, like, scream in pain and they looked over and they're like... The way it sounds is their patella had launched away.
Yes.
And their tibia, one of their other bones, was like pushing it through.
What?
So she had like sheared her leg, broke her leg in such a massive way.
For putting your left leg in and shaking it all.
Yes. And so it's like a kid's birthday party. And what nobody at that party will ever unsee the mom's kneecap popped out. Her bone sticking out, and then 20 kids simultaneously barfing birthday cake in unison on the roller rink floor.
And pig high school.
How are you going to, it's like, how are you going to unsee that?
You're never going to.
I'd never see a balloon or a roller skate or anything ever again without thinking of that. That moment. All right, if there's something in your head that you wish you could get out, what can't you unsee? Kim?
Yeah.
Yes. What can't you unsee?
Hi. Yeah. I was babysitting and one of the little kids threw up this nasty white milky substance. And before I could get to clean it up, the dog took care of it for me.
No!
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nasty.
It is nasty. And then he threw up, and then another dog ate it, and then
dogs will take care. Yeah,
you guys,
I've seen dogs
for that. Yeah,
but at the same time, then you know,
then
how many times have you sat down on the ground and the dog just gives you kisses all over your face, and you're like, "What did you eat 5 minutes before you came over here? Was it poop or was it barf?" Or you're never gonna move on from that. Thank you for the call, Kim. I don't think we're going to get much better than that, so can we be done?
Nope.
Because the next people are asking for VD.
Oh, voice disguiser.
So what they can't unsee is clearly burned into their head. Robert?
Hey, yeah, guys.
Yeah, you are disguised, my friend. What can't you unsee?
Okay, so I had a bottom lip piercing and wanted to gauge it up. Cool, right? So I'm at my friend's house, and we're just like, okay, cool, let's search your drawers. So I found this ring, and I just popped it in. It went up. Cool, right? And then my friend looks at me, and his face goes white, and he starts laughing. I said, what? And he goes, did you wash that ring? And I go, what? No, why? And he goes, oh, because that was my daddy part ring.
Oh, what?
You put it inside your gauge, like your lip gauge?
Robert.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's
there's no amount of boiling water that's going to fix this situation.
I can't unsee that, but I mean, it fit, and I mean, I still use it.
Oh, God. Robert.
I know. That's
Robert.
I won. Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
All right. We're gonna have a truck. Like, I didn't even see it, but I can't unsee it. Thank you for the call, man.
Uh-huh.
You can't tell the difference?
I thought, shit, right?
You would think. It's candy.
Yeah,
you also are disguised. Mm. What can't you unsee?
So I went home to my hometown to go visit some friends, and one of my guy friends came out as gay over the trip, so we took him to a really well-known gay club out there.
Okay.
And I went in, and I saw my very prominent, well-known, straight married uncle in a full leather getup making out with another guy.
Wow. Hey, uncle.
Did he see you seeing him?
Yeah.
Oh no. Man. So how does this play out? What happens?
How does it play out?
Yeah.
Well, the reason I'm voice disguised is because my family listens to this, and he swore me to secrecy. He begged. He tried to bribe me. he tried everything under the sun, and I'm not going to out him by any means, but
okay.
It's very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable.
Oh, my God. That is,
because then your aunt's getting cheated on.
I mean, he's living a lie. Everybody's living a lie, and it's like,
and you have to ride the lie.
You do? Yeah. Oh, God, that's a burden. That's a great can of sea, though. Thank you for the call, Candy. What would you do?
Right?
I mean, you're like, you said, it's like, hey, Unc.
Hi.
And then past that, it's like, you do you, and I'm just going to.
Yeah.
Shelly.
Yay.
Yay. What can't you unsee?
We were leaving Las Vegas, driving on the highway, headed back to Denver, and there was a truck in front of us throwing kittens out the window.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, they were.
What?
Hitting the highway and getting run over. It was like,
oh my God.
What the heck?
Oh my God.
Did you call the cops? Seriously.
Please tell me you followed them, you shot them, something.
I know, isn't it awful? It was like, it was one of those, am I really seeing this? And then, you know, like they turned off or something. And, ugh.
What?
Oh
the?
My God.
That's not,
how are you ever going to be?
Right.
Oh my God. I would drive straight to a shelter and adopt every cat they have.
Now just, I can't get this out of
my. Oh man. Thank you. Thank you for the call, Shelly. Can we be done?
That just made me mad. Yeah.
Tyler.
Yay.
Can't unsee.
Yeah.
All right. So I've been skateboarding for 13 years. When I was about 8 or 9 years old, my buddy, he tried to do a kickflip off of a curb. He popped the skateboard too high and it went right in between and hit him right in the berries. And I saw his, like, everything. Blood was coming down his leg, and it was just.
Did it split him open?
No.
No, yeah, it split. So
what?
He had to get surgery on it. He stapled it.
Holy, yeah. And you saw this coming.
I saw inside my friend's junk.
Okay.
Yes.
I think that needs to go on your tombstone. Here lies Tyler.
I saw my
inside my friend's junk.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.